This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
A press release released by the parents of Audrey Cunningham. Audrey Cunningham, the 11-year-old little girl who was murdered by the man that her parents thought was just, you know, a man who needed a second chance, despite the Nazi tattoos, the Aryan Nation connections, you know, basically the type of person you don't want living on your property with your 11-year-old girl, but they wanted to give him a second chance. They are saying they are devastated and grieving. Of course they are. I don't doubt that whatsoever for what happened to their little ray of sunshine being attacked and criticized on social media platforms. They're not too happy about that, for showing compassion and mercy to this formerly incarcerated person. But our interactions with this person were a result of our faith, which teaches us to give our fellow man a second chance. Unfortunately, the system failed us due to a loophole in the sex offender registration system. Don Stephen McDougall, of course, is the man who carried out these crimes. He has a history, as they put it, of disrespect. I thought that was kind of interesting, a little cushy for what he did. Disrespect for female children, but it did not show up when they checked the registry before allowing him to stay in the old camper in their backyard. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This seemed 100% preventable. Everybody can have their faith and their religion and they can want to do good for others. I think that's a wonderful thing. This was utter gross incompetence to put someone like this in your backyard when you have children on property and say, please God, don't let him rape and murder our kids. I mean, this is insane. What are your thoughts?
It's insane. Okay, so as far as the mom had no custody. She didn't even get to see Audrey.
Yeah.
So all my comments I want to say are focused on the father, sure, and the grandmother and the people on the property, mm-hmm, with Stephen McDougall. And that press release is just baloney. It's almost so hard to, oh, we're such great Christians. We're giving somebody a second chance. And it was the sex registry. First of all, they would have never, in this, my opinion, would have checked the sex registry. I mean, that actually takes going on and looking. I don't think they would have looked. I think they well knew the kind of leopard they had, because a leopard doesn't change his spots. And they knew the kind of person that was, that they had their daughter around and that they allowed to be alone with their daughter.
Yeah.
To drive to the bus stop to, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've read the text messages where, oh, she said that I'm her, you know, best friend or her favorite person, words to that effect, because they'd been spending time together, obviously. You know, I think there is so much that is going to come out in this, Tony. And we'll see if any of the other if one of those parents ends up being implicated as well.
I'm really curious about this because none of this seems to add up. I mean, we've seen pictures of them all partying together and at a game. And I mean, it looked like everybody was pretty much buddy-buddy. It's not like you didn't see this guy for, you know, I guess the markings that he had on him. I can't necessarily buy that they had no clue that this guy had a very checkered past. And then to have faith that he's going to be good around your kids. This seems to be going to a level of almost criminal incompetence here. It's like putting your kid in a cage with a lion or something. And it's like, well, it's a kitty. What could possibly go wrong? It hasn't bitten anybody yet, or it did, but it was a long time ago and it's been rehabilitated. It's mind-boggling.
And their comments about his past. Well, guess what? It was multiple counts and convictions for child enticement, which, by the way, is just pleading down really what he did with that child.
Mm-hmm.
That's what galls me, is these cases were allowed to be pled down to enticement and to attempted sexual behavior, mm-hmm, right? So because of that, he was kept off the sex registry, which does need to be changed.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would have mattered one iota when it comes to them allowing him in the camper on his property and all that came with it. That was a a decision they made, I think, due to probably money, possibly a drug connection, and who knows what else. I would ask everyone to take a look at the picture in your audience where she is, it's Christmas and she has some gifts. Her pupils are the size of her iris. That child had at least been exposed to drugs of some nature. Some people can say, well, maybe she was prescribed something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.